And in this snapshot of the situation, you had a strong supercell in a decently respectable tornado environment. It wasn't as good as example one, but it wasn't terrible, especially if you combine it with, say, like a local boundary or some sort of local enhancement of your vorticity. So you would be on guard for the potential for strong tornadoes. But there were data quality issues with the strong inbounds. It's most likely vertical side lobe contamination. And the velocity returns in the higher data quality region were very weak. You also didn't have access to this information in real time, but spotters are giving rapid reports of tornadoes down, it's back up, it's down, it's back up, which would give you a little more confidence that nothing particularly devastating was occurring.